Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I'm Don DeRue. Welcome to the Comstock Radio Hour, the interactive radio show live from Northern Nevada's best year-round hotel casino. China Squadron is located in beautiful Sparks, Nevada. We hail to our audience here in the celebrity showroom by a great crowd. Oh, my. We also welcome those listening on 100.1 KTHX. Thank you for tuning in. We also welcome to those listening via the internet tonight. We have only gotten plugged into folks in Florida, Connecticut, and other places as well. So we welcome you into the show. You will all have a chance to participate in the show a bit later on in the evening. We've handed out question cards to the showroom audience, and those listening on the X and on the web can go to the Nuggets website at janugget.com. That's janugget.com. Click on the Comstock Radio Hour icon and submit your questions for later in the show. The Comstock Radio Hour is made possible by Donna Squadra's Nugget, KTHX 100.1 FM, the Reno News and Review, and Oasis Online, making the live internet streaming possible tonight. Coming up on the Comstock Radio Hour, next week, October 16th, the Subdudes will be here. October 23rd wraps up this edition of the Comstock Radio Hour with Martin Sexton. Well, it was just 6 years ago, out at Exit 2 on Interstate 80 in Vernon, Nevada, this band took the stage in the parking lot of Rancho Nevada for the Fireman's Ball. And, as you can tell, some 800 people rocked their socks off that day. And the music scene in Northern Nevada reached a new milestone. People are still talking about that show, and so is Todd and the band. So please, welcome back to Northern Nevada and to the Comstock Radio Hour, Todd Snyder and the Urban Tracks. Thank you.
Look at you talking down.
Some of the songs are sad, some are pretty funny, some will go on longer than others, and sometimes I will ramble on for as many as 18 minutes in between the songs, and sometimes, in a very blue world, maybe only once in every 5 years, I like to come into town and bring a band. sleep on the couch all day. You smoke pot all day. You drink all day. You wreck my car, you know? I couldn't please the girl, you know? But it wasn't that. It was more like that. But see, like, I've been with my wife now for 7 years, and I have never wrecked a car. That wasn't necessarily what it was. She was so jealous, you know. She had this thing where she thought that I was trying to be with all these different girls, and I wasn't. All I really ever cared about was making music, and that's the truth. And she was like, God, I mean, if you'd like a girl to drive through, I'll tell you how you look at that girl. And then the last straw was one night my buddy came over, and he brought his daughter with her, and she's 12. And when they left, my girlfriend goes, well, you couldn't have flirted with her more. God, this isn't cheating. It is like a felony that you think I'm capable of, you know? So I slept on the couch, and the next day, man, I woke up. I'll tell you what, this is. I said, you got a one shot left, I give. Put your mask up, put your mask last time. I'm about to lose my mind. Keep it busy. Thank you. On the radio.
successful on the radio or on the internet, as you can tell. The crowd isn't really enthusiastic tonight, but we'll try to muddle through here. All right, we've got piles and piles of questions here, so we're going to get right to it. All right. This first question speaks for a lot of folks. We've gotten the same comment and question from folks here in the studio, the showroom audience, and also on the internet and listening to the radio. Chris from Oskaloosa, Iowa, or Oskaloosa? Oskaloosa, thank you. All right, thank you. The band took off. Really talks, he says, first of all, she makes comments. She says, they're kicking at us, they sound great. Thank you for playing. Everybody wants to know who's on stage with you other than at the moment right now. They all took off. Sure. Can you introduce us to the record, Chad?
Sure. Okay, let me start with the newest guy, which is on bass guitar, Tommy Long. And on the drums is Paul Luke and Johnny.
Talk a lot of folks in the audience would like to know, are there going to be any more of these reps gigs in the near future? Also, solo stuff, future stuff, is there a spot where folks can go for information about
that?
Okay. As long as it's out there, that's good.
Yeah, like if you put my name in there, so everyone says if you put, like my sister says, just put my name in there and hit that one button. And then,
okay.
And I believe that there's a chance that we're going to play December 6th in San Francisco. And then I don't know. It's always seemed like it hasn't.
Okay. That's fair. All right, James from Columbus, Ohio is listening tonight. Let's know the favorite city you've ever lived in.
That's maybe a tie. Okay, the cities I've lived in, Portland, Oregon, Santa Rosa, California, Austin, Texas, San Marcos, Texas, Memphis, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, and Nashville, Tennessee. And I'm going to say it's a tie between my hometown of Portland, Oregon,
where do you hail from now?
Nashville.
Which
is it's not better than people think.
Yeah? All right, we got a message here from Ryan from Greensburg, Kansas. Apparently, you played in a spot in Oklahoma City twice called the Blue Door. But he says you haven't been back and wants to know if that's because some guy stole your harmonica there.
Yeah, that's why.
Barry, who's listening in the audience here in the showroom, asks if there's any chance of making an appearance on a future Simpsons episode.
That would be a dream come true. Yeah, that's my favorite show.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, your birthday's coming up Saturday?
A couple of days.
All right. All right. Cindy, who's also here in the crowd, wants to know how old you're going to be. And how are you going to celebrate?
I'm
going to
get drunk and take drugs. Can you
celebrate? I'm sorry. Those folks listening on the radio cannot see the Todd's wearing some flesh-toned moccasins tonight. And Terry, who's also in the crowd, wants to know if you ever wear shoes.
In the last time, maybe.
Yeah.
I've never liked them very much. Sometimes, if it's a winter and if the club is warm, I'll take them off for the show. But like, when I'm on my way back to the hotel, I
passport you have tonight?
It's a free one.
All right. That's the best plan. It shocked me there. I dropped my nuts. Thank you. And Chris is living, he's living in the audience. He's in the audience tonight. Wants to know your favorite dive bar and where is it located? And can you bring your dog too?
Yes, that's a good question. I'm a collector of dive bars. There used to be a good one in the nice country. Right now, I would say my favorite dive would be the Cheatham Street Warehouse. In San Marcos, Texas, where I was there earlier. They have that place is made like mine.
All right. Like free wine or flying wine? All right, Todd, we got a lot of questions from folks tonight that they're sort of those inspirational questions. Now, with regard to you, Kevin from Petaluma wants to know your inspiration for you think you know somebody. It's a great song.
The person singing the song, say, is a friend of mine. The first version was my best friend, right? And we went on too long. So I took on the character of my friend Tim and just told his story. He was somebody that I met later. So it was a story that I saw happen. And then I took on what do you say? You say you're going to be the narrator or something. I'm not sure how much it would be so long.
Yeah, I bet.
But so I said, I took on the character of this friend of mine, Tim, and sang this song about a friend of his. It was also a friend of mine, but that didn't necessarily have me mean.
Okay. Fair enough. Ken, who's here in the showroom audience, is a big fan of Chris Webster's music. We know you're friends with Chris. His question is, would you record something with Chris Webster? You two seem to have some chemistry. She's great. Yeah. So are you. Any plans?
Yes. We recorded one on the Viva Saddle record. She sings a little bit. And we've also recorded a version of her song, Andra Island, once that they play on Playpix still. And you know what? That's a good suggestion. I'll probably do that. She's one of the best friends that I have. And I really admire her, and I also admire
Rumble Bumble. This is Sarah from Reno asks you, Todd, do you have any opinion about the cutbacks that are being made for kids in the area of music education? You feel it's negative?
It's funny you should bring that up, though. I would say, they're making cutbacks in the... I'm just hearing about that, and it bums me out.
That's a lot of
fun. Great question, though, you know. They should cut back on something else, probably.
Well, that's it. Thank you, Ken. So,
they didn't tell me what the questions were going to be, you know. That's really nice.
Arnold wouldn't even do that, so there we go. Okay, so Geraldine from Reno asked you if you were invited to have one of your songs included on the next Interstellar record going into space, what would it be? We're shooting a rocket into space. We're going to load it up with songs. And they said, Todd, we want you to put a song that's going to go out into space. You get to pick your own song. What would it be?
I'd say that they should send that title on Main Street by Rolling Stone, just for that thing. And then another line, they're really good.
Yeah. So, I know a few of us here have had sort of out-of-body experiences.
Sorry, I'm a professional.
So, of us have had out-of-body experiences listening to your music, which we're thankful for. I have a question for you. On Jerry Jeff Walker's album, Cowboy Boots and Bathing Suits, the one done in Belize, beautiful album cover, there's this hammock, and there's this guy out there with no shoes on and a hat like that laying in the hammock.
Yeah.
It's got to be you.
That is. Yeah. I get to go on vacation with him sometimes. He's been twice. My wife and I were up there at Belize with him twice. And the second time, I can't remember what time it was, but he said, you know, I'm going to do my record right here in the house.
Yeah.
And we got good at that. And it came out very good.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah. You have your song, D.B. Cooper,
mm-hmm.
And what inspired you to write that song?
I was in Nashville off the road, and me and my wife were making dinner, and I can't remember what we were talking about, but like people who got away with crimes and what we were talking about, and I said, man, there was this guy, D.B. Cooper, and when I grew up, and I told her, she said, what? And I told her the whole story, and she said, man, if you could make that around, that'd be great. So after she fell asleep not long after that, and I stayed up later that night, and I made it run. And then I think later I had a friend that I played three verses. I didn't have the last verse, and I played it for a few of my friends, and I kept saying, what happened? And so that's when I decided that I would admit that I knew.
All right, Dan Farina wants to know, will Country When It Rocks ever be released on CD?
Oh, man. Dan Farina is not here?
No, he's here.
Oh, all right. You like that one? I like that one, too. I can't remember how that. You know, we recorded that a few times, and it ended up an outtake a couple times. I haven't given up on that song. My buddy Jack Ingham recorded it, and used it as a bit. Didn't make it either, you know? It's one of those things. I can't say what it may or may not put it out yet, but I can say that there's a song called The Devil's Backbone, right? And I did that on the first record I recorded that, I did like the quote. Second record I recorded, I did like the quote. Third record, fourth record. So that one, it's in line, you know, it's like as soon as I get that recording, I'm like, I think I'll do that. I still believe in that. I still like country when it rocks, and I'm still sick of listening to country stars with Ed Card if I was drinking bourbon.
All right, Jeff. This will be the last one. You guys ready for more of the merriment from the band here? Okay. A lot of folks have asked this, so we'll let Mike be the spokesman here. Who are your musical and creative influences, Tom?
Okay. First song was probably Hunter S. Thompson. No, I don't remember what happened after that. John Fogerty, Ronnie Van Zant, and then the two biggest, the ones that I should probably, that I could probably watch their cars on the weekends is John Cron and Jerry Jeffery.
All right, well, thanks, Todd. You sound great. You guys ready for more music? All right, let's bring it back up here for the Comstock Radio Hour. Todd Snyder and the Nervous Rex. Amen.